Okay, my friends. So we've been reading Easter stories because Easter is upon us, and I can't wait to share this one with you. It's called Happy Easter, Little Critter, and it was written by Mercer Mayer, and as you know, we've done a couple of his stories before. And this little critter is pretty adorable. I'm really pleased to know that even in the animal world or wherever this kid lives, there are Easter parties to attend. So, let's get down to it. Today's story is written by Mercer Mayer, and it is read today by Mommy. And what is your name? Who are you? What? Baby Fox. Do you think they're foxes? I mean, I guess they could be. You think they're hedgehogs? Yeah, it's kind of hard to know. We don't really know what critter is. He's a critter. Anyway, let's see what he does. It's Easter morning. I bet the Easter bunny has already come, he says. I'll quietly tiptoe downstairs and find all the Easter goodies before anybody else wakes up. But as usual, my little sister is up before me. And sure enough, it looks like in the pictures, his little sister has found the Easter baskets, and she's checking them out.
I got a toy egg that you can look into, and a wind-up bunny, and some candy chickens, and a bunch of chocolate eggs, and millions of jelly beans. The Easter bunny gave my little sister the same things. Dad says that's so we don't argue. Mom says we can't eat any of it until after breakfast.
Oh, that is a hard thing. When you wake up on a holiday morning and there are holiday treats about and you can't have them until you've eaten something healthy. Oh, that's hard.
After breakfast, we have to get dressed for church, and Dad starts the car, and we all get in. My sister likes to get all dressed up, but I don't.
Oh, he does have to wear a rose in his suit. And if you're allergic to roses, that might not be so great.
At church, I can't see anything, because everyone is wearing funny hats.
That is, did you know that's an Easter tradition for people who go to church, that certain churches, they have big, big, fancy hats that they wear on Easter Sunday, because those are their Easter bonnets. It's a thing. I don't know why, but it's a thing.
After church, all the kids dye Easter eggs.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of kids, and that's a lot of eggs, isn't it? And I dare say that many of them are cracking.
I think my eggs are the best. While the eggs dry, we have a big picnic lunch.
Oh, I do kind of like how they're decorated, but he cracked his eggs, didn't he?
Then our parents hide the eggs in the field, and we're not supposed to peek.
But it looks like in the picture, I feel like every single one of them is peeking. Wouldn't you say? And the parents are trying to hide the eggs, but they're even looking over their shoulders to say, are those kids looking while we're putting these eggs away?
And they are.
And I just want to say one quick thing. It's way more fun to be surprised, right, than to know exactly where all this stuff is hidden, because it's not so much fun. Okay.
Next, we all line up and run into the field to find the eggs.
Oh, this might be the best page of this book. Right? Because as you can see, here come the animal kids to look for their eggs. But we have a bird's eye view, which means we get to look at the picture from above. We get to see kind of like a bird would see if they were flying in the sky. So we get to see where all the eggs are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't forget that one. goodness. It would be a very short game if Philip was playing with them, because he has found them all. Yeah. So, friends, if you do not have this book, you got to go out and get it, because then you can find them all. There. Well, you know. You get the idea. Everywhere.
Sometimes too many kids find the same egg.
And then when that happens, they all pile up on top of each other trying to get to it.
Sometimes you walk right by an egg and somebody else finds it.
Ugh, that's disappointing when that happens too.
Sometimes the little kids don't find any, so you have to help them.
Oh, that is the kindest thing. I'm so happy seeing that. So in the picture, we can see a little girl bunny. And she is crying because she doesn't have any eggs. Oh, bless her heart. And our little critter sees her. And his dad is saying, hey, go over there and help that little girl. So he takes her by her hand. And he goes and he helps her pick up the eggs. So now she has a bunch. He's like a good big brother.
But by the time we go home, everybody has had a happy Easter.
Well, yeah. Because in the picture, what are they doing?
They're doing the jelly beans and all the chocolate eggs they
have. Yeah, they're chowing down. And you know what? That's part of celebrating. You know, when you have a big holiday, there's usually some sort of special foods to, you know, make it extra special and maybe make it extra fun. And when it's Easter, it's usually a chocolate Easter bunny. Mm-hmm. Or some marshmallow critters like this guy here, maybe. Or a duck or something like that. It's yummy. All good. Lots of jelly beans or gummies. Those are the other things that people put into them.
Legos?
Or Legos? Do you want Lego in your Easter bunny? Your Easter basket?
Anything you put in an Easter basket.
Yeah.
Even the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.